Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of GTE Professional Network Radio. I'm your host, Ed Peterson. Today's date, ladies and gentlemen, it is March the 8th, 2019, as we are continuing our growth series for the month of March, March Madness. We're talking about building momentum in our businesses today. This is going to be the ending of the first quarter as we continue to close out this month. So we want to make sure we're going to give you guys some good tools and tips to help you build momentum in your business and making sure that you're doing everything possible to grow your network. And, guys, this is going to be a great show today. I have a special guest on our show, which is Ms. Toni McMullen, the new author of her book. And we're going to go into that as she's going to be sharing with us exactly what was her goals and why she wrote what she wrote today, and just kind of helping her build a network. Her website is up. We designed it. We put it together for her here at GTE Professional Network Radio, and I'm super excited about the results that she's getting so far and yet to come, more and more growth. And that's the key, ladies and gentlemen, to success in any business you do. It's all about growth. And so today we're going to be talking about how to build momentum in your business. We're going to be talking about really basically five particular steps. And this is steps that I've been using since day one, since I started my company, Global Touch Enterprise, as a web design and marketing company, and how I've been able to continue to reach the masses across the country as we help small businesses across the country to help them build and grow their network in the area where they do business. And, guys, this is going to be great. I want you to take some copious notes. I want you to really be down with this in reference to what it takes. It doesn't take a lot, but little steps toward your goal, toward your growth, will definitely help you get to your level of results that you want to get each and every month, each and every week while you're in business. So as we continue this series right now for the growth series for the month of March, March Madness, as we continue on, we want to share you with you some good opportunities that we're doing right now in reference to what we do here at GTE Professional Network Radio. We do advertising as well, just $25 a month. We'll be advertising your information, your business, to give you more exposure. Again, the key factor, ladies and gentlemen, is getting more exposure of your business so others can know exactly what you're doing on social media as well as brick-and-mortar location, if you have one, and also in the local community where you are. Are you building your business locally? Are you building your business nationally? And then your last third step will be internationally. So you want to get these three steps down as you continue to go through your phases in business. And again, 3 to 5 years is normally take for you to make a profit in any general style business. But today, you don't have to do that. It takes you, you can get there a lot quicker if you just do the right necessary steps to build your momentum in your business. Number one, we're talking about focus on the short-term goals versus your long-term goals. And this is part of building your momentum. If you focus on the short-term goals that you set for your company, for your business, guess what, ladies and gentlemen? You'll be able to complete that and start moving into the next level and the next level and the next level. And that's what you want to do. You want to definitely focus on your short-term goals. What is your short-term goal? How many customers do you want to reach each week, each day? And then what is your monetary goal for each week, each day? And what will you be doing to get it out there in the marketplace? What marketing materials do you have in place to put it in people's hands so that way people can get the information so they can continue to grow your grow the business with you? So that's going to be the one step that you want to do. Step number two, you want to break it down into bite-sized chunks so you don't give a lot of people a lot of information up front. You don't want to choke your customers with too much information, but you want to just give them a little bit about what it is you do. So take the time to make a little insert of what your business is about, what products you're serving or having, or if you're a service business, what type of service do you provide in the marketplace? You want to give them a quick, simple snap of that, and guess what, ladies and gentlemen? They will be able to take that versus you giving them the full story, at least over 30 minutes or an hour. You don't want to do that. You want to give them and break it down into small chunks so that way they can basically do what they need to do to get the information and get it out there. Number three, quantity first versus quality. We want to do quantity first because the number of items that you have on the brick and level more stores that you have items that you're selling products in, you want to make sure you have enough product to push on your launch of your business. If you don't have enough product to push on your launch of your business, you don't know exactly what's going to be the maximum amount that you can sell in a swoop to make not only your profit back, but also to get more customers to purchase directly through you. So product is key. So if you don't have enough product, make sure you got your product inventory on what it is you're selling. And if it's selling, great. You want to keep that ball rolling. You want to keep always on hand. It's always the key to success is make sure you have enough product. If you have enough product, you're good. And if you got to make more products or get more products created to have for your company or your business, then you want to make sure you're working with the manufacturer or the person that's going to be putting it together for you so that way they can have it on a timely basis. Again, this is a time-sensitive business, ladies and gentlemen, that you have to stay on focus when it comes to your business. It has to be on a time-sensitive level where you can keep things flowing on a consistent basis. Number four, results, not activity. Everybody talks about all the work they've done in their businesses and companies and all this good stuff, but no results. Well, activity is one thing. Getting results is another. You want to get results in everything you do, meaning that if I place out and give out information, I'm expecting this result to happen for my efforts. If you're not looking for results in your effort and you're just doing all this activity, all you're doing is just basically pushing paperwork or just basically becoming like a janitor and just cleaning. You're not really getting anything done. So you want to make sure you get the results that you're looking for on the number of sales, the number of customers that you're going to meet each day, and also your team, whoever's on your team, to help them educate the people for you. And then also having your customers used as your runners. That's going to be a great opportunity for you to do as well. So you want to make sure you have that in play. Last but not least, do it now. To build momentum in a business, you have to do it now. You can't procrastinate. You can't wait. If you have an idea, and if it's a great idea, do it now. Why wait? What are you waiting for? The marketplace is not waiting. People are still out there looking, searching, and finding things that they want on a regular basis. If you have an internet-based business and your business is online, you're 24/7. So you better have good content, good information, good up-to-date statuses on everything you're doing in your business while online. Because, let me share this, it doesn't shut down. People are going to be searching and surfing the web, tablets or keyboards, whatever they're using, laptops or whatever, desktops, it doesn't matter. You want to be up-to-date and you want to be current with every detail of your business. If you're running a promotion this week, let it be known. You're not a secret business owner. You're basically out here in the public eye letting the people know exactly what it is you do. So that's going to be your key to success right there, ladies and gentlemen. So stick a pin there. Do it now. Make sure you're doing it on a regular, consistent basis. Be consistent in season and out of season, whatever you do, on your marketing campaigns. Again, the five P's of marketing, all about the people, product, price, place, promotion. The key factor, though, ladies and gentlemen, promotion. How I'm promoting my business helps me build momentum in my business and helps me keep me in the forefront of the consumers who are looking for my product or service. That's what you want to keep in hand. That's what you want to do each and every day. And I guarantee you, ladies and gentlemen, you won't have any problems with what you're getting, and that is your results at the end of each month. Remember, there's three stages to your business. So you got your, of course, your formulation stage, because you're learning the business, you're learning the actual ins and outs, and then you got, after your formulation stage, then you got your stage number two, which gives you opportunities to just continue to grow as you build your customer base and sales come in. When the sales start coming in, now you're starting to grow it. Now, the next stage will be your momentum stage, when you start building momentum in your business, so that way you can continue to keep that. Once you get your first sale in your first business, you're up and running. Now, let's duplicate that based on what you did the first time. Do that 10 times. Do that 20 times. And continue to push it out. I guarantee you, the more people you share, the more they're going to continue to get in and purchase and buy from you. But again, relationship marketing is the key to success today. It's all about building relationships. And once you do that, you're going to be on point, and everybody's going to be happy that you share the opportunity or product or service that you're providing, that their needs are, and whatever they wanted at that particular time. Everybody has a particular time in the season when they need things or want things or want to have things done. So guess what? Why don't you have your information out there so that way they can connect with you and contact you, so that way you can be a part of that group. This is what marketers do. And being a great marketing company or marketing guru, it keeps you on point as far as what's happening now and what the trends are saying right now as far as how we do our campaigns. So that's what you want to look into. So basically, I'm going to let you know I got my special guest on. I'm going to bring her on just shortly. But before that, I want you guys to just keep down the copious notes that I just remembered in reference to your building your momentum in your business. Why is it important to build momentum in your business? And why is it important to be consistent in season, out of season, in reference to that? So without further ado, I'm going to bring on my special guest, Ms. Toni McMullen. Let me see. Toni, are you there?
Hello.
Hello. Hey, how you doing?
Can you hear me? I'm good.
I can hear you loud and clear.
Okay,
yep,
great.
Yep, I can hear you loud and clear. Well, I just wanted to bring on you on the show today. Thank you for coming on this edition of GTE Professional Network Radio. And we want to talk about your book, your new book that you just have coming out, and also your website that we have put together for you, which, of course, a lot of great reviews. A lot of people are liking what they see. And just wanted to give some insights as to your goal and role for writing this book and what's your purpose for the book and that you want to see this year, 2019.
Well, first I want to say thank you for having me on your show. And no problem. Secondly, I'm really, really, really excited because it's been a long time coming with me and Miami Lust. I actually started writing the book back in 2010, and I was battling depression. I didn't even realize I was depressed at first, but writing was my outlet, and it started off with just a few pages. It was going to be a short story. I let my cousin read it, and she said, hey, you need to make this into a novel. So I had a lot of starts and stops, and I was going to trash it, and then you know, I just said, hey, I got to go ahead and just go for it. And so I'm here today now. And, you know, with my website, everybody has been telling me that they love my website. So thank you again for that, because I would not have been able to create it on my own.
Well, that's all right. No problem. I'm really happy for you. I'm happy to be able to help you launch your business, your book, your new book as an author here in Houston, Texas. And it's really a great opportunity to see creative writers and creative thinkers like yourself putting something together to help the masses. And your book is really a phenomenal piece of work that you put together, Miami Lust. And what gave you that idea for this title?
I actually didn't have a title for it at first. I was talking to my sister, and I told her, you know, what the book was about, and she came up with the title. So I had to definitely give her a shout-out in the book for coming up with the title, because I have no idea what it would have been named if she wouldn't have came up with that.
Wow.
It's based in Miami. It's based in Miami, but I still haven't been. Yes, I'm here in the great state of Texas. I still haven't been to Miami yet.
Wow.
I've heard a lot of things about it, though, so that's how it was.
Yes, indeed, it is. But this book right here, Tony, will give a lot of insight to not only your style of writing, but your passion of writing, and letting others know exactly what they need to do to help them when it comes to their sexuality or whatever they're going through, how to overcome certain obstacles that they may face. So with this, you've given a clear insight to that, and I'm really excited for you being open and just kind of open and raw with it. As far as that is concerned. So it gives a lot of people an opportunity to do the same thing and being open and straight with themselves as far as their sexuality.
Right, because, I mean, a lot of people have sex. They just don't like to talk about it.
Right.
So I don't know if it's a private thing for some. I felt like I was going to write about some of my experience. A lot of the book is real. Some of it's made up. But, I mean, hey, if you're of age, if you're grown, don't feel ashamed to talk about sex. It's okay.
Right.
And if
no,
you don't
no,
like
no,
to talk
you're right,
about it,
you're
you
right.
can read about it. You can read
that,
about
that,
it if you
yeah.
don't want to talk about it.
That's true. You're right about that. Right, you're right about that. But it's a great opportunity. I'm really glad for you being creatively writing such a novel as this. The erotic novels part is always big and huge right now. So it's a real good opportunity for people to just come in and just, like you said, just read about it if they don't want to talk about it. So that gives them an opportunity. And then also, too, they can share with whoever they're with, their significant partners or whoever, and go over that with them as well. So it's a really good conversation piece to get it out there for those who want to talk about that type of thing. So, but I'm really excited. Your website, though, they can order the book directly online at TonyMcMullen.com. And the way it's spelled is Toy, yeah, TOIMCMULLEN.com. So Toy McMullen, that's going to be a great, I like the name anyway. And the title of the book is called Miami Lust. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to get your copy. You can go to her website. You can order it today, and she can ship it out there directly to you. Also, it's on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn, and as well as Instagram as well. So you can get a chance to check her out there as well on social media. So, Tony, what's your next project that you got coming up?
Well, I'm working on several books right now, but my next book is going to be Lesbian Sex Chronicles, first session. I can't talk, getting tongue-tied here. But
that's all right.
I'm hoping to put that one out in August. It's not going to take me as long to put it out as the first one has.
Well, the first one is always going to be the challenging one, but once you get the first one out, everything else will fall into play after that. So I'm really congratulations on getting your book out and also getting this out as you did. And I know a lot of people that have purchased the book. I also have a copy of it myself, so I can share it amongst a lot of people that I know exactly. So it's really a good opportunity to really build and have a community built on it. So book signings, have you decided on any of those for book signings?
I have not decided when I was going to have a book signing because at first, you know, with writing the book, I didn't think about how far this could go. And so that first day of sales, I was like, wow. So I have to collect my thoughts on that. Oh, and also I do have for those who don't care for paperback books, they are able to get the ebook on Amazon. It is on Amazon. The paper book and the ebook is on Amazon. But for March, I'm running a special on my website where they could get it without having to pay a shipping fee. I'm going to cover the shipping fee on my website If you order from Amazon, you have to get the pay the shipping fee.
Right, right. Wow, that's great. That's great. Promotion is key, and running specials is, of course, key to success. And like I said, I'm really excited for your endeavors and what you've put together here in your new book, Miami Lust. And, Toy, this is a great opportunity, again, like you said, sharing amongst others. I know it was a long time coming, getting this project completed.
a lot of my family. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. What did you say?
No, go ahead, say it.
Oh, no, a lot of my family and friends, they were like, when are you going to put it out? When are you going to put it out? Because I would send them the progress as I was working on it. I'm like, I'm going to put it out soon. I'm going to put it out soon. My mom, she, as soon as I told her it was out, she started sharing my website with all of her friends and our other family members. And so it was really, I'm really happy and excited. And it's unbelievable. It's really unbelievable.
Yeah, it is. I'm really excited that we were able to put this website together for you, our company, Global Touch Enterprise, and basically now to have you on this show to talk about the book and the website here on GTE Professional Network Radio. Well, it's all about community-based, building up the community, helping each other grow, and basically just sharing. And the more we share what we can do, what we are into, what we have a passion about, the easier it is for others to join in with us and support us. And that's the cool part about that. And I'm really excited for this endeavor that you completed. And now you're going to have more to come. So that's going to be really exciting to see that. And
Yes.
And so I know you're looking forward to the fall of this year, 2019. So anyway, Toy, what else has you got? Do you think that would be good that people can get from this book? Just a little insert of what you think about the book that now that it's completed.
Not only am I talking about sex in the book, I am touching bases on real life experiences. I talk a little bit about colorism. I talk a little bit about just how you're perceived when you're a part of the LGBT community. Just a lot of different things I talk about in the book that are deeper than just sex.
Right. I know what you're saying. And that's powerful. That's powerful what you said there. Just being who you are on the inside and expressing yourself in a way that you feel comfortable expressing yourself. And without being judged or being scrutinized or being looked at differently, but just to say, hey, I'm still a human being no matter what, and this is who I am. And just, you know, you can accept it or reject it. It's up to you, but I'm gonna still be me.
Right. And it took me a long time to get to this point in my life. So I'm here and I'm happy now. And it's wonderful. It's a wonderful feeling.
Wow. Well, I'm really excited for you and everything that you're doing, Toy, in reference to this book, to the projects, and to all that you've done. And much more success to you. I know you're going to have a lot of people now going to be tuning in and looking up your book and everything. And ladies and gentlemen, you can go to her website, again, at TOIMCMULLEN.com, Toy McMullen. I'm the new author of the book, Miami Lust. You can get that today. Get your copy today. And once you go to the website, you're going to get the discount price that she stated earlier off the price of the book if you get it directly from her website. And if you want to get the ebook, you can also go to Amazon and get the ebook as well. That's going to help out. But again, ladies and gentlemen, this is an opportunity to really support somebody, an author who's actually new in the marketplace, who is really just writing her life story or passion about what it is she's looking into helping others as well. So it's really a great opportunity, Toy, for you coming on to this show. Thank you very much. Again, ladies and gentlemen, this is only a 30-minute show. As I keep saying before, I'll say again, this is only a 30-minute show. I know everybody wants me to talk longer, but you know me, I'm always got something else going on. But as well, I'm really excited, Toy. Now, for before you go, is there any way that they get a signed copy of your book?
Oh, yes, most definitely. If they order directly from my website, everything that's ordered on my website, I'm signing. So you don't even have to wait for a book signing. As long as you get it on my website, I'll be signing it. And even after the special is over, I'll still sign orders that come through on my website. It just seems more
perfect.
Personal than, yeah. I like being personal.
No, there's nothing wrong with that. I'm glad you said that. Well, thank you very much for sharing that information, that piece of information. And Toy, I'm going to have you back on the show again to talk a little bit more in depth about the book as far as the progression of it. And the goal for this month's March Madness, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about building momentum. We're talking about growing our business, our network, and also helping others as we help ourselves and utilizing the PHP effect, people helping people. And that's what it's really all about in business today. So as we continue on this series of growth series here at GTE Professional Network Radio, I want to thank you all for tuning in to this show. And, of course, it's been a plum pleasing pleasure as well as a privilege. That's from my brother, Les Brown. And until then, ladies and gentlemen, I want you guys to keep building the faith and keep building the dream.